This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, this was a big story. San Bernardino is pushing back against U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' threat to withhold aid from it and other cities as alleged sanctuary cities.
Well, as you've reported, San Bernardino is not a sanctuary city. The city has taken no steps to declare itself a sanctuary city. However, what the attorney general did, he singled out four cities, two in California, Stockton and San Bernardino, as well as Baltimore and Albuquerque. These are all cities that are struggling against violent crime, and they're cities that need federal help. Mm-hmm. And he threatened to withhold federal aid or some of the federal aid that they're seeking if the cities don't comply with the federal government's request to hold immigrants for 48 hours after their release dates for immigration agents if they're eligible for deportation. Now, the police chief, Jared Burguan, not only did he point out that San Bernardino is not a sanctuary city, he also pointed out that San Bernardino City does not have a jail. It does not hold any inmates. Rather, the inmates are booked into the San Bernardino County Jail. And the sheriff, as we spoke about last week, has said cooperation between ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and local officials are important for crime prevention. However, both leaders have pointed out that they can't hold anybody without a warrant. And so the federal government, ICE, would have to go through the proper channels and steps to get a judge's order to hold anybody beyond their release date.
Now, what happens from here? I understand that Chief Burguan has to, he's got to respond to the Justice Department's edict.
Right. All of these cities have been given until August 18th to respond. But Chicago has kind of taken a preemptive action. Chicago has actually sued the federal government now just this week over the whole sanctuary cities issue. So it looks like as the court case there progresses, it's going to, in effect, help out these four cities that were targeted by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm. Next, the Riverside City Council is taking applications to fill a vacancy left by a councilman's recent resignation.
This is Councilman John Bernard in the 7th Ward. He resigned on August 25th after an arrest in Arizona, I guess while he was on vacation. He was arrested on allegations of domestic violence. Now, he's pleaded innocent. However, he did step down, leaving this vacancy. The city council struggled this week with how to fill that vacancy, whether to call a special election, and those are expensive, and also would have taken quite a bit of time, perhaps up to a year, to get the results of an election, or to just simply fill it by appointment. And then the discussion over an appointment was whether whoever is appointed should be required to pledge not to seek the seat and therefore get an unfair incumbent's advantage. Mm-hmm. The mayor, Rusty Bailey, argued against that. And so the council is seeking applicants. People have until August 28th to apply. And then on August 29th, the council is going to hold a special meeting where they will interview the applicants and pick one.
Now, you said that Mayor Bailey argued against asking whomever is appointed to not run for the seat. Now, I understand that they really can't require that person not to run for the seat if they appoint that person. And why would they want someone who wasn't going to want to run for the seat if they appointed them, if they wanted them to be a council member for some time?
Well, I think they're trying to honor the democratic process that the voters get to choose who they want to represent them. However, you're absolutely correct. They cannot make a legal requirement on someone to pledge not to run. What they're trying to do is avoid handing somebody kind of a free ride by giving them the incumbent's advantage of already holding the title of city council person, by already holding the office. And so they're simply asking the applicants to pledge not to run, but it's not legally binding. You're absolutely right. You know, what's interesting, Ken, is that when Bailey was elected mayor, the council seat, the vacancy that he held, the council did ask that person not to run. And indeed, that person just served out the length of the term and didn't run for election.
Hmm. Next, San Bernardino has a new city manager who was hired on a 5-year contract.
That's right. And this is kind of a long contract. Sometimes they're just for a year with a possible 1-year extension. But what San Bernardino was seeking to do was get some continuity. They've had quite a bit of turnover. I think Councilman Fred Charette pointed out, you know, the city's been through 8 city managers in 9 years, if you count all the interim appointments. Mm-hmm. So what they've done is they've hired Andrea Miller. She served before as the interim city manager, in fact, 5 years ago when the city was embarking on the municipal bankruptcy mm-hmm. process. And so she saw through the beginning of that process and then took a job elsewhere. And she came back as assistant city manager a year or so ago. And now that the city manager, Mark Scott, has retired, the question was, would she be elevated then to the permanent city manager job? The council meeting this week, they had quite a long discussion about it, and she did get that 5-year contract, in part to ensure that she's there for the long haul, because they want to have that continuity.
Okay, and finally, Dwayne and Kelly Roberts, owners of the Mission Inn, quite well known around the IE. Now, rumors are that Kelly Roberts could be President Trump's pick as ambassador to Slovenia?
Correct. New York Magazine reported this last week, and they said that First Lady Melania Trump actually was personally involved in selecting Kelly Roberts. And of course, the First Lady is a native of Slovenia, and so, you know, maybe it's personal to her. Now, the Robertses have been big GOP donors. The Press Enterprise reported that since the start of just this year, they've given almost $500,000 to GOP candidates and committees, including the Republican National Committee. Mm. And so they're quite well known. And of course, the Mission Inn is pretty well known as a venue where presidents like to come. Now, Trump has not visited since he was elected, but we'll see if that changes in the future.
Yeah, maybe it will be that if the president deigns to come to California, at least he'll come to someplace friendly, like Riverside and the Mission Inn, where Mrs. Trump and Mrs. Roberts can schmooze together about Slovenia.
That could well be.
Yeah, well, let's see. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.